Hello, this is Sarah Stephen with Blether Together from Farmstrong Scotland. This is our first new episode since we won in the Best Interview category at the first ever Scottish Podcast Awards. We're totally delighted about that. A big pat on the back for the whole team. This time, we're hearing from a man whose clothing brand you'll have seen plenty of at the showgrounds this summer.
My name is Gareth. I go by the nickname of Donkey. The core mission of our business is to promote, entertain, encourage people in what I call the oldest, greatest industry in the world, agriculture.
Gareth Galt, or Donkey as he's widely known, is founder of the global brand Grassmen. They have a big following for their video content and their clothing and merchandise. One thing you might not know about Donkey is that he's recently lost a huge amount of weight, and he set himself a big challenge. He's been talking to Blether Together producer Dave, who is here to tell us a bit more about their chat. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Sarah.
So, how was your chat with Donkey?
He was great. I caught up with him a few weeks ago on the show circuit. I dragged him away from the Grassmen stand for a bit of a blether. We actually found a reasonably quiet spot next to some of the Grassmen branded machinery, including one fantastic muck spreader with the words "It's okay not to be okay" kind of emblazoned along the side of it. So I thought that was a pretty good spot for a chat about Farmstrong's, you know, goals and ethos. Gareth has been on quite a journey over the last 12 months or so. He uses that word a lot in this episode, actually. He's lost around 10 stone in weight, Sarah, which really makes me question whether he can still go by the name Donkey. But he set himself a challenge to run the Belfast Half Marathon this coming September. That's Sunday, the 20th of September. You'll hear in this chat, actually, that he's a bit apprehensive about that. And he says he'll be relying on the brilliant team and support he's got around him to, you know, carry him through.
Well, it's definitely a unique nickname, Dave. Well, thanks so much for that. And like a true farmer, Gareth has been rewarding himself for hitting weight loss goals by buying new machinery. Of course, any excuse. Let's listen into the chat.
I was 30 and a half stone at my heaviest, okay? So we knew I was in trouble. I know the concept of trying to run 13 miles in September, like, that was not possible. I didn't even think of that 2 years ago. And that big John Deere in the corner of the stand, I bought it a year and a half ago, but I said I'm not bringing it home until I lose 10 stone at least. So I set myself these little challenges the whole way through the weight loss journey. I'm a wee bit flat at the minute because other than once I do this running, I don't know what I'm going to do and I don't have an ultimate finish goal. But I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work out where I think, because I thought if I had 10 stone off, I'd be fine. But now I think, well, maybe I might try and get another one or two. We'll see. I still want to be a big donkey, though. That's how I sign my signature for all the...
Well, so. I was going to say, you're going to have to get, a different animal, like cheetah? What's the new animal going to be? Racehorse?
I'll maybe just go monkey instead. But, man, and honestly, you see, if our guys listening that are, you know, have a little bit of a belly put on them and they're a wee bit unsure and they're maybe at an age in life where they're not maybe thinking so much about having more children, you're at an age and the middle-aged spread, as they talk about, is on... And you can go to Randox and you can order online 50, 60 quid or whatever it is, get a male hormone blood test, stick it in your arm, let the blood run into it, send it away, and it advises you whether you need to go and see your doctor or not. And I'm telling you, that fixed my head something shocking.
Everybody needs to seek their own sort of medical journey, don't they?
Because the farming people, honestly, they'd cut limbs off before they'd go to a doctor. That's the mentality.
You've also been getting fit. You've had a lifestyle change.
100%.
You're doing a huge amount of... You're putting the work in, right?
100%.
Well, not just relying on the science.
No, not relying on the science, but the science cleared the brain fog, which meant whenever I was struggling, I always could lose a little bit of weight, 3-4 stone on a strict diet or whatever, 100%. But then when I would get low, and I would get low, I couldn't stay focused. And then I give up. And then I went back eating. Raz, I've stayed focused this time. That's what I'm sort of getting at. It doesn't mean I don't feel low, because I think absolutely everybody feels high and feels low. I just believe I have great resilience to bounce back, you know. As a reference point, a couple of weeks ago, we were at the Royal Cornwall Show. I had a really bad week. I had a breakdown in the lorry going. I had a smashed window on a tractor going, which upset me. And the last day of the show got cancelled. And I was literally, I'd say, for the first time in my life, and I mean this, the first time in my life, I was proper homesick. It was cold, it was wet, it was miserable. And I've lived half my life away, and a lot of it sleeping. Like, I sleep in the lorry. And I love the solitude of that at the shows at night time, get in and close the curtains and spend some time alone, decompress. And I found myself, you know, literally looking over at the water going, could I swim home? And I made a little video, just on my own personal page, and I'd literally put it up saying, is this how other guys feel? I was blown away. Like, honestly, I'm not equipped for dealing with those messages that I got. That's the genuine truth. But by the same token, I probably needed to see that as well. And that totally shook me out of it. I was like, the next day, do you know what? Positive vibes again, big man. But it just let me see a wee snapshot into people's lives. A lot of guys, a lot of men.
What you are, and this is really clear to me, is a role model to a lot of blokes, and people really look up to you. So when you put those sorts of things on social media, you share those vulnerable times, you're quite likely to be encouraging other people to do the same thing.
I think so. I think for me, I hid behind it for years, by the way, because I had obviously, and I still have, and I'm very open about this, I still have a weight issue, but I've lost 11 stone in the last 2 years.
Wow, Gareth.
And I have to work out how to communicate this properly, because as soon as you say I'm on a weight loss journey, everybody thinks different things. But I had enough a couple of years ago. We're not just in the right timeline. It'll be 2 years in September, which I've signed up for a half marathon to do in the 2 year anniversary, deciding to get a bit healthier. So my point was, I wanted to be able to relax at the shows, have whatever takeaways, eat bad if I want to whilst I'm on the road, because it's hard eating clean when you're away from home. But I'm paying that back with doing something I absolutely hate, i.e. this is the discipline element. And I've been training a lot over the last couple of years, been in the gym a lot, lifting weights a lot. I was very low, and I have a medical condition called azoospermia, which basically for a man boils down to testicular failure. And I had a massive journey in America. We found a little bit of sperm, and we were able to have, I have a son, he's 10 now, but it was a massive journey. And I am now much more happy to talk about. I could have hid behind, I could have stepped out of a lorry in the morning and just put on the donkey face, no problem. The nickname, the brand, make everything about the brand, make everything about.
But it was a mask.
Oh, 100%. There was an element of it being a mask. Don't get me wrong. I would like to say most days were happier than sad. Raz, now I'm a bit more honest, and I've made a few more of these raw, honest videos. I would never have spoke to you about this previously. But I feel like I'm slowly coming back to where I'm meant to be. I'm training better. I'm enjoying my training.
You said you've got a big challenge in September, just around the corner, really.
Yeah.
Where are you at with that?
Not great. Honestly,
what's it going to be? It's a half marathon you're doing,
half
right?
Marathon.
The Belfast half marathon.
Belfast half, and that will be me practically celebrating 2 years of deciding I need to change my life. I'm going to have to work really hard now in August into September to get the miles. I've been training a lot more HIIT training. I haven't done too much pounding the roads as of yet, because without being disrespectful to myself, I'm still very heavy for running. I know that, but I'm still lighter. I did the leg of the marathon last year, and it was about 6 miles, and I was like 6 stone heavier, and I managed it no problem. And I only trained a few weeks before it, because I didn't want to, you know, weight and running is not ideal. We all know this. I mean, this is just basic.
Hard basic on the knees, stuff, apart from anything else.
But so I'm doing a lot of more HIIT circuit training, just to try and get the lungs and everything up into shape. So we're going to be pounding we are doing a bit of running, but we're going to really be pounding the streets hard now for the next, see if we can build that up. But I am hoping that we have fast progression, but then I'm so thick and so determined. I'll literally.
You'll get round. That's the point.
I will get round, and as long as, there's a few of us doing it as a team, but as long as one personal sacrifice for me, I know they will, and they'll stay as my running partner, and that's what'll get me around. Because I will still need to lean on someone, because I will be grumpy, unconsolable, whoever chooses to run with me will probably get told a lot of bad things during that.
Told, give all the names.
They will get all the names. And there will be absolutely at no point during that 2.5 hours I'm going to say, I really would like it to be no more than 2.5 hours.
Make it stop.
At no point during that will they at any point feel appreciated. But when we cross that line, they will get a massive hug. And I need that person in my life as well. And same with the guy, my gym instructor, there's none of this niceness. He proper beasts me because it's just what I respond to. I need to be spoken to that way. They need to get into my thick side. Not everybody can deal with that, but we will do it as long as someone's there with me, really driving me on. I don't do the whole, oh, it's okay, if you have to stop. I do the whole, you dare stop and I'll knock you out. You're running this. You will not stop. And that will happen. So I'll get dragged around it.
Good on you, Gareth. There's something about knowing that a challenge awaits you, but also recognising how far you've come. You must be quite proud of how far you've come over the last 18 months, 2 years.
A hand in my heart. When I went to Holland to lift that tractor, I went on my own, which I've never done before. I didn't take any film crew, I took no one, I just went myself, and everybody was looking at me going, what are you doing, are we not going to document this, are we not going to film it? And I says, no, I lost the weight, not you. This is something I have to do myself, for me, and I will be like when I cross that line, knowing that I have probably saved my life, if I'm being really brutally honest, coming from that kind of weight, and being able to get the heart and lungs up to that kind of a distance. Now, I know that's nothing to, there's people here could just start running and run full marathons. No, we have guys at work that can do that. But to come from over 30 stone down to that and achieve that inside 2 years, I would say there'll be a tear in my eye. And I would imagine if I cross that line without walking, that's the challenge, no walking allowed. That's never, even in the 6 mile last year, no. So in my head, I cannot walk. I don't care if you walk faster than I run, I'll still try and plod along. And if I can do that, no walking, I'll see that as absolutely splendid. I will be a real proud boy of myself. And I know I can. I just hope everything, body, legs, everything, and once I get this show over, I'll probably
keep stalling.
No. I'll go to a real clean eating diet then, just to get that last bit. And I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to go real. I don't mind doing it. It's just prolonged periods of doing it. It's the hard thing, and it's the preparation. By the way, this is something that kills us men too. To prep meals that you really should eat, there's nothing nice about that. And that's where support...
It's a chore.
It is. So that's where support is needed, you know. And I would say that to girlfriends, wives, or vice versa, whoever does the cooking or whatever. You know, if you have someone that is wanting to try and look after themselves or do it, you know, support can come in more than just keep her lit. It could literally come in support of someone prepared to spend a little bit of time in prep. Because, I have a fridge, freezer, TV... coffee maker, microwave, all in there.
In the cab of the truck.
Truck, you know. So I can lie in there and watch the football at night, whatever, and have the microwave. But equally, the fridge can be full of chocolate as well as nice meals. If you get where I'm coming from in that. So my point is, you know, if you have it there, you will eat it. If you have someone looking after you. And I know a lot of modern people will go, you do it yourself, don't be so lazy. That's all right saying that. For me, I just wouldn't take the time.
It's what works for different people, isn't it? It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all answer.
I don't know, but it's hard to... Well, I'm well-supported. I'm the most spoiled man you'll ever meet, by the way. They just... So I have to say that. In terms of everyone, my staff, they're very good to me. My wife supports me. She'd do whatever preparation I need, and then just friends at work or whatever. Even at work there, you know, some of them be cooking a nice dinner. They would maybe come in the next day and say, look, we brought you some of that nice, you know, because we know you're eating clean or whatever. And that's phenomenal. And you see, when you feel that your own people are behind you, you'll move mountains. And the lesson isn't just in ourselves. This is my point. The lesson is on other people to look around and see who you can help. If you haven't anything nice to say, say nothing. But people feel the need to comment, and sadly the people that make the harsh comments are the ones who need the most help. So we hear you, but go about it in a slightly better way.
I try to tell my kids that, but it's not a message that always lands, is it?
No, it doesn't always land, but yeah.
In any business, organisation or team, your people are your best and most valued asset. And now Farmstrong Scotland is offering a programme of interactive workshops to help farmers and crofters build resilience and protect their well-being. It's called Foundations of Mental Strength. There is actually a past episode of Blether Together all about it.
It's just starting to build on what Farmstrong can deliver to really, really help people.
Protecting our mental health isn't meant to be scary. It's not meant to be confusing. It's not meant to be difficult.
Workshops can be done on their own or within a wider programme. For example, at a team away day, a discussion society or a club meeting. To arrange a session or find out more, just contact us. It's hello@farmstrongscotland.org.uk. There's also a link in the show notes for this episode.
It's been really interesting standing here with you, Gareth, and groups of young lads coming and popping by. They want to chat. They're kind of fed up that I'm talking to you. They want to talk to you. They want a bit. They want a bit of time with Donkey.
The four days of it.
And they're all wearing your clothes, by the way. They're all wearing Grassmen kit.
It is humbling to see. And I think as a brand, we have a great team. I've spent a lot of time in developing a team within the business and a leadership strategy, and I think we've done a really good job of it. And I'm not meaning me, by the way, I just mean we have done a really good job. I've tried different things, a holistic approach to leadership, and I think it works. I have people in different corners of the business and they fully own it. And simple things like when a big decision has to be made, I'll never chair that meeting. If it ends up, then someone will make that ultimate decision, and that it won't be me, and it means they will own that decision. I said, it's there's a lot more behind us as a brand, I think, than people realise. But that's here. That's okay. You know, they turn up and they think it all just happens. I have my department. My department is turning up to the shows, making sure everyone gets here, making sure everyone's presented the way I want. When it comes to the shop over there, that's 100% the guy over there called Dave. He's fully in charge of every item of clothing that's there, every stitch that's put on. He designs, they work, and all of this here. That has nothing to do with me. I won't even have seen that until they give me it and told me to wear it. So, and then there's another girl at home, and she'll be fully in charge of everything that's going on back there whilst we're here. Because we have 30-something employees there now, so it takes a little bit of management.
Where did it all start, Gareth? Did you start out in farming and then get into the brand wear, or did you notice that? Tell me that sort of backstory.
Yeah, the ABC of the rise of Grassmen was there was no farm for me. We were a farming family, but there was never going to be a farm for me, and I loved farming. So I had two brothers, and they were very educated boys. They went on and did their PhDs. One of them is now Associate Dean of University of Ulster. He's a professor, and the other's a doctor and engineer, and then the black sheep here. So the black sheep came along, and he's like, I'm not doing this study, and I'm not doing this PhD nonsense. It's not nonsense, but you know what I mean. Just the thought of putting a thesis together now, nah. I'm more an outdoorsy sort of a person, and I did a degree, all right, in economics and management, and not many people know that, to be honest. And then I worked just as a salesman. I worked in animal feeds, animal nutrition, anything to keep me close to farming. And then there came a point where I felt there's nowhere I can go. I'm claiming within the businesses that I'm working to. I'm a salesman. I've got a sales ledger. I can't go any further. There has to be more to life for me. And I thought if I could put the same energy into myself as I'm putting into my employers, which I fully respect them. They were the best employees. I had some great guys that employed me previous to starting this. So I thought, let's have a go. But if we're going to do it, we're going to do it my way. We're going to do it different. We're not going to borrow money. We're going to try and do it and build as we go along and just see if we can start something from nothing. And the idea of Grassmen, honestly, it's so simple. It came from watching things like Ice Road Truckers and Axemen. It really was an amalgamation of watching them going, I'm watching people driving lorries up and down ice, so why would people not want to watch people cutting silage? And it was basically those simple thoughts. And then look, as time progressed, I really tried to get my teeth into the brand and seen the opportunity to travel. I didn't ever want to become like a traveling circus as such, you know what I mean, at all the big shows. So we limit the shows that we go to, and we try to pick likes of Cornwall and the furthest south. This is a big one for us here because we're up in Scotland. Then of course Yorkshire covers that kind of side, and then the Royal Welsh show, so that covers this kind of UK. And it's, we will try and fill in and do little shows here and there where we can, but those are our kind of mainstay. And I know in a very easy way it's like top, middle, bottom, you know, that kind of way, within the geographically.
Balmoral as well,
presumably. Balmoral at home, and then of course Tullamore and the Irish Ploughing, and they would be our main circuit of shows throughout the year. Lama as well. So that's kind of, we limit ourselves to those shows. So we go to them and we do them right, in our opinion. We put on a big display of our let people, because we make videos with them all the time, they love to see our lorries, they love to see our tractors, they love to see what we're doing. I've got my little boy's Doubts here, his little tractor here, so that's his wee tractor, and he wanted it displayed this year. And the big weight loss journey tractor that I bought in Holland, and we went through, and the whole idea of that was same old chassis, same old body, but new. You know, we've done it up, we've spent time and effort and energy, and I used that tractor. I said I'm not bringing it home until I lose at least 10 stone a weight. So we were struggling, and it kept us energized, trying to, it was a goal, it was something to work towards, and it's kind of how I work as a person. Goal, reward, you know, I'm going to be bad now and eat takeaways all week, so I'm going to run a half marathon to pay that back.
I think if you are somebody for whom food is an issue, that summer that you have, being on the road, travelling, bacon butty stand just around the corner, you get every smell of every bad food at these shows, don't you? That must be quite a challenge, actually.
It's actually almost impossible, and this might sound really, really silly, but last year I was trying my best, because I was already in this journey. So I was trying to come here to these shows, and I was trying to eat clean. And what I realised was my own staff were saying to me, they felt so sorry for me, and they felt miserable watching me, in their eyes, be miserable. And you couldn't sit down and relax. And I'm not talking about going drinking or anything, but you couldn't sit down and relax. You felt like you couldn't have a drink. You felt like you couldn't do anything. You were like, I need to heat up rice or chicken or things like that. Nah. So I said, right, no, this year I need to be able to be with my team fully from morning to night. And The only way to counteract that is through the, we thought through exercise and something, and again discipline of something that I don't want to do, i.e. run. Really hate the thought of it.
But moderation in all things, right? Including moderation.
Even within that, like, you know, there's a massive difference between going to a chip cart and getting a burger, or getting a burger and chips. There is a massive difference, probably about 500-600 calories getting into it. I'm just saying there is a difference. So when you are operating in that kind of system, yes, you can be. To be honest, your bacon bap won't be the worst thing you've ever ate. It's when you maybe add your sausage into it or things like that. You know, all I'm saying is there are things you can do in terms of eating to make it a little bit better. We'll have brought the barbecue, and I don't know what the weather will do, but if we fire up the barbecue, you know, Dave's very good. He'll have thought about this already. He'll have just make a couple of steaks or something for me, where we can keep it a plainer, leaner meat for me, and not eating nothing but burgers and stuff like that, you know. But we're still partaking in the journey together, and we're around the barbecue together, and we're having the fun as a team.
Sounds like you're a community. Sounds like they've got your back.
I'm 100%. Listen, and I have their back. I stand by that. I am only as good as the people I have around me, and we did a lot of time and effort and leadership training. We have that real core team, and I'd like to think I understand their desires and their life as well as my own. And one of my jobs is to make sure that they push on in their life with what they want to do. If I can help them support that, then their job is to help the rest of the team throughout the business to do that for their life. And if we can work together as that, then we are a big community and a family style business. And I've worked for the multinational, the FTSE 100 company. I've worked for the small family business company. And whilst I understand which one makes the most money and which one can, the people that can buy the yachts, there's something nice about going into work in the morning and having a cup of tea with people you like.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. If I was to put that through the sort of filter of Farmstrong Scotland and the way Farmstrong Scotland think about things, they talk about, you might have heard this before, the five ways to well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those is give back. All the way through this chat, you've been giving off give back vibes. That's where you're at now. That's where your head's at, I think.
Oh, 100%. We actually have a charity company set up called Project Grassmen. It just took a bit of time to do it. Now, we haven't got our teeth into what we want to do, but honestly, if you were to look into what we have given to charity over the years as well as a company, it's probably quite mind-blowing. We don't boast about it though, because you shouldn't give to boast. You should give to give. But like, we've raffled a couple of tractors in the past. We have our own tractors and things, and I believe we've done some wonderful things for charity, right down to even as simple a gesture as allowing that quad bike to sit in the stand, which is about, you know, Mind Your Head and about the Yellow Willies campaign. They were just like, you know, and the guy had a terrible bad accident in the Isle of Arran, and it was just like, why not? You can sit in my stand, that's no problem, because they just want it to be seen. People to read the message, you know. And I know it mightn't sound, I know it's a very, sounds like it's an easy thing to do, but it's a good thing to do, in my opinion. It's nice to be kind.
And these things add up. They add up
they
over
do.
Time.
They
and,
do.
And it helps you, right? As well as the people you're helping, it helps you.
Do you know, when I was down at Cornwall and I was trying to get into my head about getting up here and getting up to the show here, and you're trying to organise machinery and stuff, when the head goes down, you have to bounce back. If you don't bounce back, you will struggle. Like, it's just teaching yourself, right, I have to get bounced back here. I have to get going again. And that's where I believe I'm very, very strong.
But it's more than that, isn't it? It's one thing to say, I have to do this, because that puts the pressure on you. But then it's putting the building blocks in place, putting the framework in place that allows you to do that effectively. So when your head starts to wobble a little bit,
yeah,
or when things start to teeter-totter and you're starting to feel a bit low, what do you do? What do you do to kind of get back in the saddle and get back up and running?
Well, I think for me, a few different things, but gym is a big thing, a big part. Lifting weights is a big part of helping me feel good, feel strong, feel alive. So I have a really good training partner, and I lift with him as much as possible. Then I have sort of three people that I talk to a lot, and I can talk to them. There's zero judging. There never will be, and they're just, yeah. And in particular of the three, there's two that are just rock solid friends that I'll pick up the phone at least once every day, and it might be as simple as, you all right, love you, under pressure, see you later. Literally. And it just could be, my mate could be milking his cows, and it might, or it could be 3 hours, you know, going up the road in the lorry, just babbling through. But these are just guys that I know I can tell anything to, and vice versa, and we've steered each other out. And one of my guys, you know, and he'll say to me when I was at Cornwall, I was on with him, and he says, big man, I'm in two minds whether I'm going to have to get a plane and go out there and kick your ass. He says, get yourself shook back together. And they know when to tell me to do that, and they also know when to go, are you all right?
Softer, yeah.
Yeah, and I get it, because some people feel, it's hard to find the right people to talk to, but when you've been through enough of hard times sort of together, you do. So I'm very blessed. I have those three core people that I feel I can talk to about anything. But the problem is, I can't hide anything from them, and vice versa. As soon as they speak to me, within 2 seconds, they know. And I would just encourage people, try and find those people in your life that you really can, because that's the whole concept of Share the Load, because they know, they're like, oh, big man, we all have bad days, we'll get through this, what can we do, is there anything we can do, or do you need me to come over and help, or whatever. And I know, if I said I need you over here, they'd be over, you know. And it's I call it, and you'll have heard this before, these are the guys you can call, these are the people you could call at 3 o'clock in the morning, the real people, and vice versa, and you would just be there no matter what you have to do. And we all need that one. We don't need 10 of them, we don't need 50 of them, we just need one or two. Yeah. That we can really sound our life past.
You couldn't have 10 of them, actually, because it's a deep relationship.
Yeah. No, that's it. And it's, we all have speed wobbles. And I mean this genuinely. Speed wobbles are something that we're all going to have. And
wait, speed wobbles?
I call them a wee speed wobble. You know, you're flat out. And I live a very flat out life. I never stop. I don't have much time off. I love my life, by the way. This is not a pity party. There's one thing I'm not ever going to do. But I'm being straight. I love my life. I love the pace of it. But at the end of the day, By the time I'm home from here, it'll have been 9 or 10 days away. And then I'm home. And then I know I'm away again to the Yorkshire show in a few weeks. And, you know, even it could be 3-4 days before you roll out there again. You sometimes you have to keep yourself picked up because you can allow yourself to flatten down a little bit as well. And it's that cycle of knowing and learning, right? You know, so even my people now know, right? Maybe organise a wee night out or something. We'll maybe go out for something to eat a couple of nights before he's away, because we know he'll be just in bad form, because he'll not want to go at that point. And then once I get there, it's business. Away we go. And it's understanding those cycles. And I've chatted to a lot of ones, even the likes of Australia, you know, young lads that go out to work in the mines and stuff and talk about how good the money is, but how damaging it is to the mental health, the on-off cycle, you know, and things like that. And that's why we would encourage a lot of ones around the globe to work, but we would be very fussy as to where we would encourage them to go to, because we want them to go to places where we don't mind people working hard, and that's expected when you go from especially Ireland over to Australia or New Zealand to work. You're expected to work like a dog. But as I always say, hard work never killed anyone. It might have been a few, but
well, you have to know when the end point's coming, don't you? Yeah. You can work hard too. You can't keep working at that pace forever and ever.
But yeah, but I mean, if you want to go and earn a few quid or whatever, I'm all for that, as I say. But there's just certain types of jobs and roles that maybe is too much for certain people, and it's just about. But it's learning. But it's back to my original point. It's how do we learn? Who do we reach out to? Who helps us? And that's something I think everybody that's doing podcasts, yourself, myself. We need to be learning how we encourage people to reach out and talk out. My little thing I'm just trying to do at the minute is just what we talked about. It's just have that friend, have that person that you genuinely trust. And not everybody has that person, by the way.
We lose them over time, I think, sometimes.
Not everybody has that.
We don't look after them like we should do.
No. Here we're in a very busy world, you know, and things happen, things get said. But I know in my case now, I don't know if I could get rid of them. I would try to the odd time, but they're kind of there now. They're there, and I love them, and I wouldn't want to be without them. And that's what I say. If we're busy, they know. They just need it. You're right. That might just be a thumbs up, and they'll take me at my word. You know.
Gareth, we've taken up loads of your time. No, this problem. Is your busy time of the year at the Highland Show. You should be talking to punters, selling jerseys. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I hope you get something of some kind of value there. I don't know. I can ramble on like.
And we should say this. Good luck. Good luck for the half marathon.
Thank you very much. You want to come and do it with me there?
Do you know? I should. I absolutely should.
Lucy, we could dress up as something. What we dress up as? I'll be the back end. Microphone.
Back end of the donkey.
Well, what an image that left us with at the end there of that lovely chat. Thanks to Gareth Gault for taking the time to talk to Farmstrong Scotland. Good luck to him on his weight loss journey and as he tackles that half marathon in Belfast. Thanks also to producer Dave. That's it for this episode of Blether Together. Find Farmstrong Scotland online, farmstrongscotland.org.uk. Our How's It Going tool is a brilliant, easy access way to think about your mental well-being and what you might be able to do to find help if you need it. We'll be back to Blether Together again soon.